Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Wells, the right-hander, starts the wind, the delivery. This one high, this one deep, this one gone! Over the Hancock-Whitney side, left of the scoreboard. Hernandez, back-to-back jacks in advance, and the Tigers now lead 7-5.
LSU coming back from a tough deficit last night to win the Super Regional. And it wasn't only the Tigers who have been performing well lately, but some who stepped up who have been struggling.
Down kicks and fires. A swing. Left center field. This baseball is gone! Jared Jones! Home run number 20! The Tigers lead 9-6!
LSU would go on to win 10-6, and the man you heard calling it all right here on WWL, the voice of your LSU Tigers, Chris Blair. Chris, you awake and alive? You back with us after those two very late nights and long games?
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, thanks for having me on, but my goodness, I mean, it's hard to close the eyes after, you know, what we all witnessed last night. What an incredible weekend and an incredible night. I'm sure all of us would have been much happier to have closed it all up cleanly on Sunday. But, you know, it's as we were talking, leaving the booth last night, all of our team, we just kind of said, you know, this is why you remember games like this. This is why you remember moments like this. And so even though we didn't close it out on Sunday, we'll have the memory of what an exciting night at the box last night.
There's nothing like a do-or-die game with 11,000 Tiger fans filling the stands, and Coach Johnson really did pay tribute to the LSU faithful because you could hear it during your broadcast. At key moments in those game in that game last night, they really did buoy that team. They came to their feet, and they brought an energy to that stadium that explains why they've only lost, what, 6 games at home all season long?
Yeah, I mean, it's there's no place like it. I mean, there just isn't. You know, we play in the SEC, and I've said this all the time. There are some great venues, you know, with great atmospheres. You know, we had somebody on Twitter from Little Rock, Arkansas, which, by the way, I hope I get a chance to talk about what an incredible run that team had.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable.
How much respect I think we all have for what they were able to do in the postseason. But one of the fans said, hey, look, you know, we're going to be able to handle things at the box because we play Arkansas at Baum Stadium, you know, over the last 8 to 9 years for a weeknight midweek game. And my first thought was, hey, Baum's one of those great, great stadiums. And I've been there when that place is rocking for an SEC weekend, but no disrespect. Baum Stadium is not Alec Box on a do or die regional night. It's just not. And you heard it last night. You saw it last night. It's it never gets old to be a part of it. It's just such a privilege to be able to take it all in and just enjoy it.
You know, I was listening to your broadcast, and I also had the TV on. And early in the game, the TV broadcasters were doubtful. They were like, this place ain't going to fill up. Who's going to come out for an 8 o'clock game on a Monday night when there's work the next day? And they thought the place was going to be half empty. And that expresses just how you don't know if you don't know just the passion and the support that LSU Tiger faithful give to their teams.
Well, I mean, you just go back to, the Missouri weekend, the Mississippi State weekend, that incredible Tennessee weekend, the Arkansas weekend. I mean, you think about the Tennessee game, opening game against the Volunteers. I mean, ending well after 1 o'clock in the morning. And go back and listen or go back and watch. You know, when Jared Jones sent one over the batter's eye to finish that game, I mean, if you didn't think there's passion and energy at Alec Box, come out there at 1:16 in the morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, and there was concern about the passion and energy about the baseball players, particularly after we came out of that SEC tournament. But then the two huge victories to start off this regional. But then what we saw Sunday night, I think a lot of people had to be concerned and wonder, wait a minute, have they lost that love and feeling? What's going on here? Where is that passion and energy? Well, we sure saw it come back in the middle of that game last night, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely. Sunday was, you know, it was 11 walks, and you got a team that in Little Rock, and again, I just can't say enough about how they fought, losing 13 of their final 14 regular season games. They got 8 conference win in the OVC. They go to Marion, Illinois. They win 5 games, which I don't care what league you play in. I don't care what level of baseball you play in. Winning 5 games in a row over a week span is not easy to do. And then to get shut out by LSU on Friday, 7-0, and then fight their way out of the loser's bracket and then just have the belief. You know, I think Doug Thompson, you know, our broadcast partner, said it best. I mean, you got guys who are probably playing the game of baseball for the last time in their lives. That team was full of juniors and seniors. They look at each other in the dugout and go, guys, this could be it. Let's lay it all out on the line. Nobody expects us to be here. Nobody expects us to win. We got house money here. Let's have some fun. And then you walk them 11 times. And eight of those that were walked came around to score as part of that 10-4 victory. So, again, give a lot of credit to Arkansas Little Rock. But LSU knew exactly why they didn't win the game Sunday night. It's hard to beat anybody when you walk 11 batters, one more than you strike out.
But then they had to be doubting themselves when they were in that 5-1 hole again last night, because, you know, there you lose the game on Sunday, then you come out and you dig yourself right into another hole again on Monday night when it's all on the line. And thank God they found that love and feeling.
No doubt about it. I mean, you know, again, we had all kind of thought there at the end of the bottom of the second inning that, wait a minute, we saw this movie before and it's not very good. I walked down to see Coach Johnson yesterday prior to the team taking batting practice, and some of the guys were coming in and out of the locker room. The coaches were running around before they took the field for BP, and I was amazed. It was very loosey-goosey. There were guys high-fiving. There were smiles. May have been one of the best pregame interviews I'd done with Coach Johnson all year, believe it or not. And I went back up to the booth and said, guys, we all know that what happened last night. I said, but I don't think they remember one thing about Sunday night's game. That's just my impression. And one of the things that Coach Johnson has really been impressed with his team, and he's talked about it so many times whenever the cameras or microphones are on, is this team has been able to really bounce back, compartmentalize both success and failure on the season, and then go to the next day. And that's why there was as much as there was a little bit of doubt, a little bit of anxiety and nervousness on my part, that put me at ease just enough, even when they got down 5-1, because I knew they had a ton of outs to work with. And again, the way the lineup was set up last night, I'll never forget Coach Johnson. One of the last things he said to me before I left to go upstairs was, I've had a lot of success with moving the big bopper down in the lineup in my career. And they moved Jared Jones to the sixth spot. And then in that at bat that you heard a moment ago, unfortunately late in the game, they got him in a good hitter's count and made the mistake pitch, and the bear, he did eat.
He did roar. He did come out of hibernation, and he did get back to his form that we saw all season long until this postseason. But let's hope that he now stays alive and awake and really continues to get it done, because once they turned on the engines, they really didn't look back last night. And that so much fun in those latter innings last night, as we saw that LSU team we had hoped we would see on Sunday, we finally saw halfway through last night's game on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you just try to carry that over. And again, I go back to the ability to compartmentalize. I'm sure the guys got some rest today. The news comes out that LSU will play Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Box, which I think everybody is excited about, including this guy. But now they'll turn the page, and you hope you carry that momentum over. And again, the offense, I think, was probably the biggest concern, you know, coming out of the SEC tournament after going 14 innings, you know, without scoring a run, going 1-1 over there, and being shut out by Ole Miss for the first time, you know, since 2022, which in and of itself is pretty amazing when you think about the game of baseball. But, you know, as well as they played, I mean, Luis Hernandez with back-to-back at-bat home runs,
yes.
You know, obviously what Jared Jones did, Ethan Fry, phenomenal, reaching base all five times and clearing the bases on that double to right center field. I know nobody's going to forget the performance of Cason Evans, the freshman right-hander. I mean, as you said, everybody's looking up at – yeah, you look
nine
at the
nine strikeouts in a row. Oh, my God.
Yeah, struck out the side in back-to-back innings. But, I mean, that was one for the ages, to be sure. And to your point about being a freshman, my goodness, the future. I mean, you just get excited thinking about, you know, what's going to happen, you know, moving next year with a guy that certainly had ice water in his veins last night. And for the overwhelming majority of his outing was in complete dominant performance. It was like I said, I mean, everybody would love to have called the regional, on Sunday night and got ready for super regional play. But, you know, I think we all can now look back on it and go, to be able to witness what we witnessed at the plate what we witnessed, you know, on the mound from Cason Evans, you know, makes it one you won't forget.
We're talking with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. When we come back, we'll look ahead to that Super Regional against West Virginia. Who does he think will be pitching, and how does he like this matchup in a best-of-three Super Regional with your LSU Tigers taking on West Virginia at 1 p.m. first pitch on Saturday, not 8 p.m., not 1 a.m., not some crazy late game. Oh, thank goodness. Day ball at the box. We're back with Chris Blair after this on WWL.
Big moment of the game here, down 5-1, top of the fourth inning. Bases loaded, two down, the 1-1 to Fry. Big swing to the alley, right center field. It's going to get down, bounces off the wall. Stanfield is in, Larson is in. They'll wave Curiel, he's on his way home, safe. Base clearing double for Ethan Fry, and the Tigers have cut the lead 5-4.
Yeah, the play that really turned things around for LSU last night. The man calling it right here on WWL on the LSU Sports Radio Network, Chris Blair, is our guest. Chris, how exciting. So memorable. Thank you. The hairs on my arms are all standing up listening to you make that call yet again. I can't get enough of it. How do you feel about West Virginia coming in Saturday to begin Super Regional play against the Tigers?
Yeah, it's a really good team. I mean, you know, the first thing I did was take a look at some of the statistical comparisons. And, there are some Cinderella teams that played well this weekend that were able to make their way out of regional play and get to Supers. But this matchup, I really feel like, we're two teams that deserve to be where they are right now. Leading up to the one thing that worries me a little bit about West Virginia is if you go back and look at some of the projections from Baseball America, D1 Baseball, and all of the college baseball publications, you know, the last couple of weeks of the regular season, West Virginia feeling pretty good about hosting. Kind of had a couple of stumbles down the stretch there and ended up, you know, on the road. But when you look at them, 45-15 record for the Tigers, I think 44 wins, 14 losses, you know, for the Mountaineers, pretty
it's
even.
It's not getting any more similar
average
than that, yeah.
Yeah. I think that maybe the biggest difference I saw earlier was fielding. I think they kicked the ball around a little bit against Kentucky, even though they were able to defeat the Wildcats to get out of the regional. It's one of those deals where LSU certainly has to be opportunistic offensively when they can apply pressure, get runners on, and force the defense to possibly press a little bit. But make no mistake, this will be a pretty good matchup between the Mountaineers and Tigers. And as we said earlier, it's always great when you can get that matchup at Alec Box Stadium.
Yeah, and we only got a minute left, but very quickly, you got to love a best 2 out of 3 for LSU. They're built for this, especially with those two ace pitchers. Do we see them both this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. The reason I say that is you know, Super Regional play is a different format, obviously, than it is in regional play. As you said, you got to win 2 out of 3 games, more like what you would see on a regular SEC weekend. Would I even guess at this point? My brain's fried. I wouldn't even guess to see right what the starting rotation would be, but I don't think there's any chance. In the same way that many people were asking themselves last night as Cason Evans, work started to get deeper, who do you go to?
And we know who it was. All right, we'll hear you Saturday, Chris. Thanks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.